Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Credit Bank of Moscow First Quarter 2014 Financial and Business Results Conference Call on the 16th of June 2014. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Vladimir Chuba. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us for 2014 first quarter results announcement call of Credit Bank of Moscow. My name is Vladimir Chuba, and I am a CEO of the bank. And today I will host the conference call together with our CFO, Eric Debasham. In the preamble, before turning to details of the solid performance we managed to achieve from the year start, I would like to say a few words about the current macro environment and recent performance of the Russian banking sector. In the general, Russian economy and the banking sector are going through quite tough times, with the growth projections for both having been downgraded a few times recently. Slowing down consumption levels observed starting from the last year and further triggered by the regulatory interventions, higher inflation and lower loan issuance, uncertainty around Russia-Ukraine relations driving Western sanctions and fall in foreign investments, fierce competition in the banking sector from the state banks in particular, growing funding costs, compressing margins, growing capital pressure on some of the banks, all these factors build up the current harsh environment and form the trends of the further development. The current key focus of the banking community remains on the margin outlooks, asset quality trends, and capital position, while liquidity is somewhat less of an issue. As far as Credit Bank of Moscow is concerned, the current key focus of our business is robust risk management and further strict following to the adopted strategy, which has already proved its efficiency and resilience to the market shocks. It's worth mentioning that CBM should not be considered just as a Russian bank with the relevant macro factors affecting our business to the same extent as our peers. Due to our concentration in Moscow and Moscow region, we are less exposed to the Russian market instability. At the same time, a significant part of our business is exposed to the Russian consumer sector, which for currently being under pressure due to the above-mentioned factors, is still expected to further outstrip the rest economic sector's growth. That said, I suggest moving on to our webcast presentation and having a closer look at our business results in the reporting period. And after that, I will turn the floor to Eric, who will give you a brief update on the financial results. Slide number four picks some highlights of our current business and financial positions, which have been strongly retained and developed. We are one of the largest Russian banks, being in top 15 list by assets, and also we hold the top 5 position amongst privately owned banks. Our client base is continuously expanding, both on the retail and the corporate side. Cash handled volumes are growing as well, and at the same time, evidencing still increasing consumption volumes in the Moscow area. We are also honored to have won award Bank of the Year from banking information portal banki.ru, which highly rewards our efforts in achieving the key strategic ambition of becoming one of the top most efficient and reliable private banks, providing full range of high quality services to our customers. Turning to the next slide, number five, I would like to highlight our key performance metrics and achievements up to date. Our net income increased by 10% year over year to 1.9 billion Russian rubles, delivering ROE of around 15% and ROA of 1.7. Net interest margin is 4.8%. Lower profitability metrics versus previous reporting periods stem from conservative liquidity policy of the bank against the backdrop of volatile economic environment, which is reflected in higher input of more liquid and lower yield assets on the balance sheet. At the same time, we have reviewed our approach to client selection, both in the corporate and retail businesses, in terms of conservative risk-based pricing due to macroeconomic instability. And as a result, we expect our NIM to be increased already in the second quarter. Once again, proving the bank's growth strategy effectiveness, cost-to-income ratio reached 33%, down from 34.8% for the first quarter of last year. Asset growth has slowed down to 2.1% from the year start, in line with the sluggish growth of the Russian economy, which we currently observe with the loan book expanding by 4.8% and asset quality metrics maintained relatively healthy despite slight deterioration. Following our strategy to increase the share of our retail business, we were able to grow our retail loan book by almost 10%, standing now in 32.2% of our total loan book, compared to 30.8% at the year end. We continue to outperform the market average pace of growth, but certainly in more balanced and low-risk customer base. Positions of the bank in the debt capital markets in the first quarter of 2014 were strengthened with a successful syndicated loan transaction. I would like to emphasize that Credit Bank of Moscow has become the first and almost the only Russian financial institution to sign a syndicated loan agreement in 2014, putting in place a facility for half a billion US dollars with a group of 18 high-quality lenders from 11 countries across Europe, North America, and Asia. Successful completion of the transaction, despite unstable situation around Ukraine, was very important for us from the investor relations perspective and evidenced the high level of the long listing and trusted relationships that we have with our foreign partners. We were also pleased that our borrowers profile continued to improve, as reflected in lower cost of borrowing and longer tenors. In June 2014, S&P affirmed our ratings at the same level, despite deteriorating economic conditions, outlook the same stable. The affirmation of credit ratings and the outlook reflects CBM's better than most of its peers banks' resilience to deteriorating economic conditions and rising industry risks in Russia, higher than Russian peers' capitalization, profitability and asset quality, which according to Standard & Poor's is expected to counterbalance risk related to the rapid growth of the bank. Traditionally being committed to best international standards and practices of corporate governance at all levels, CBM and its shareholders again highlighted importance of proper governance in the business with the new key appointments made to the supervisory board of the bank in March 2014. Thomas Grasse, Brandon Walsh, and Bernard Sutcher, now 7 of the 12 board members have international expertise and professional backgrounds across the financial services sector, while five of them are fully independent. Now let's turn to slide number 6, which describes recent trends in the corporate banking business of the bank. Corporate business remains our core business in terms of the share in total assets and in total revenues, with the corporate customer accounts also making tangible share of 35% of total liabilities as of the end of first quarter 2014. Following our strategy, we aim at faster growth of retail business in the total loan book, as announced earlier, which by the end of first quarter of 2014 resulted in slight decrease of the corporate loans share to 67.8%. The number of our corporate customers keeps increasing, with the focus still being on retailers and commercial trade companies, with the total share in the corporate loan book about 50% in the majority of the economic sectors listed in the pie chart on the right. Diversification of business is also achieved via serving large public blue-chip corporates including state-owned companies. For the largest exposures are still to the traditionally prevailing large and medium-sized corporates. Our largest exposures are to such industries as electronics, food and farm products, and residential and commercial construction and development, which are mainly consumer demand driven and are not expected to be significantly affected by the current economy slowdown, especially given our concentration in the most wealthy and turbulence-resilient region of Russia, so it's Moscow. The fact that we are mostly covering working capital financing needs of our customers and therefore have a short-term nature of our corporate loan book is also an important feature, especially in the current environment of rising funding costs and credit risks. As reflected in the slower pace of growth of our corporate loan book in the first quarter, we are now more selective in new businesses and larger exposures to existing businesses. The primary target for us in the current deteriorating economic conditions is to retain healthy loan book quality, which dictates tightening of our risk management policy. As for one of our core competencies, cash handling, we still keep our leadership in this segment among private banks, which is detailed on slide number 7. According to a recent research made by Interfax, our bank is number 2 by cash handling services in Moscow after Sberbank, having reached an impressive 20% market share in this region. Our cash handling franchise is growing and serves over 1,000 clients, of which 41 are banks, including state-owned and largest private market players. It's worth mentioning that this service has traditionally played an important part in the bank's interaction with its existing and potential corporate clients, ensuring synergy of this business with the classic banking products and services offered, as well as providing insights into financial standing and standing of the customers and industry risks in general. Going forward, we plan to still put special emphasis on cash handling business and to gain larger market share, especially given significant dependence of Russia on cash settlement. An interesting indicator thereof is the fact revealed in the GIS directory research this year that even in Moscow, almost 80% of retailers do not accept plastic cards and therefore require physical cash collection services. Let's now move to slide number 8, which contains information on our retail banking. Expansion of retail lending is well underway in line with our strategy and ambition to bring the share of this business to over 40% of the total loan book in the longer term. Retail loan book pace of growth is outstripping the level of corporate loans growth and equals almost 10% in the first quarter this year. On the retail deposit side, with a insignificant growth from the year start, we are number 11 in terms of deposit portfolio volume in Russia, up from 12th position as at the year end. This is the evidence of success of the bank in terms of a variety of factors, such as certain level of trust from individuals against the backdrop of massive banks licenses withdrawal by the CBR, a level of services we provide, attractive interest rates, extensive advertising campaigns, and growing brand recognition. In developing our retail lending business, we still focus on such high-yield products as consumer loans and also mortgage loans, which is well illustrated on a pie chart with the loan book breakdown on this slide. Our strict underwriting standards and clear understanding of our key focus client groups remain unchanged, aiming at cherry-picking lower-risk clients from the market, represented in a particular by employees and partners of our corporate clients, existing client base, and budget servants. Slide number 9 demonstrates the bank's exceptional remote distribution platform, represented not only by traditional offices network smartly located in high traffic areas with extended hours access, recognized as the most efficient branch network among Russian banks, but also by well-developed alternative remote channels such as ATMs, payment terminals, internet, and mobile banking. At the end of the first quarter of 2014, we had more than 600 ATMs and almost 5,500 payment terminals, which, coupled with ATMs of our partner banks, bring the total number of payment devices available to our clients under special fee terms to over 8,000 machines. This makes access of our clients to bank services easier and available in any region of Russia, despite presence of the bank only in one region. Internet bank system of the bank is recognized as the second most user-friendly, multifunctional, and convenient solution among Russian banks, according to Mark's Web research. One of the cornerstones of our client acquisition platform is direct sales agents channel, providing access to a potential client base of 1.6 million individuals of the pre-identified credit quality. If you turn to slide number 10, you will see more details on one of our most important client acquisition and risk management tools, payment terminal network. The important role of these devices in our business has been continuously repeated by us. But for those who are not well familiar with the bank, I would like to briefly mention a couple of features such as offloading personnel in the branches, effective customer acquisition channel promoting brand value of the bank, and it's very important to mention that it's also a good risk management tool enabling data mining on every second customer applying to the bank for a loan. Just to give you a clear picture of our market share in terms of the payment terminal network, it will be sufficient to mention that every third banking terminal you will see in Moscow area will be our payment terminal. Now I would like to turn the floor over to Eric, who will dwell on our financial results for the reporting period. Eric, please.
Thank you, Vladimir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to present your financial results for the first 3 months of the year and comment on the major trends. I suggest turning to slide 12, where you will find details on the income and expenses dynamics. In the first quarter of 2014, operating income increased by 23%, up to 6.4 billion rubles, with a relatively modest growth of operating expenses by 19% to 1.9 billion rubles. As a result, cost-to-income ratio dynamics again evidences improved operational efficiency of the bank, reaching 33%, down from 34.8% for the first quarter of 2013. Net fee and commission income increased by 40% year over year, reaching 1.6 billion rubles. Loan insurance contract processing fee, traditionally being the main driver for such a growth, in line with the active retail loan portfolio growth. Settlement operations, issued guarantees and letter of credit, and cash handling services also contributed to active growth of this line item. Growth of this income source is also in line with our strategy and our heading towards larger share of this stable line item in the operating income. As Vladimir mentioned before, our conservative approach to liquidity management, especially against the backdrop of the economic uncertainty, resulted in a return on equity and return on assets arriving at lower levels of 15% and 1.7% respectively, and net interest margin decreasing to 4.8%, still being strong versus banking sector performance. Turning to the asset structure of the bank, slide 13 evidences certain slowdown in our growth rates versus previous years, in line with the current economic trends and cautious risk management. The loan portfolio traditionally forms a major part of the asset base, namely 70%, and is a key driver for the asset growth, which is modest at a 2% level for the first quarter. The retail part of the loan book is developing impressively faster than the corporate one, with a growth of roughly 9% versus 3% respectively, bringing the growth rate of total net loan book to 4.6%. Having impressive pace of asset growth in the most recent years, with a computed annual growth rate of around 50%, our key focus has still been on the quality metrics, which is further evidenced on slide 14. Here you can see that the non-performing loans were up to 1.6% in the first quarter of 2014 versus 1.3% at the end of last year due to the growth of retail business share in the loan portfolio in line with our strategy. Thus, such dynamics was initially expected by the bank. The cost of risk in the first quarter increased marginally to 2.4%, mainly due to retail segments. The bank is still well positioned versus competitors in terms of its cost of risk level. At the same time, it's worth mentioning that in the first quarter, there was a changeover to new risk assessment methodology in accordance with Basel standards, as well as best global practices, which resulted in lower provisioning level of the corporate loans. Quality of the corporate segment improved marginally, with NPL standing at 0.15%, which evidences effective selection of customers by the bank, effectiveness of cash handling business as an additional risk pool management, as well as a focused client group of the bank of very strong credit quality. NPLs in the retail book are higher than in the corporate one, namely 4.5% versus 3.9% in 2013, remaining below the market average. Loss provision ratio reached 3%, which again is mainly a result of the relative increase of the retail book share in terms of the total loan book. Concentration levels remain relatively flat over the indicated reporting period. Top 10 and 20 credit risk accounted for 18 and 28% of the loan book respectively, which is a healthy level for the Russian banking system. Ratio of related party loans to total equity is insignificant and accounted for 1.3%, having decreased from the level of 1.8% at the end of 2013, following termination of the bank's off-balance sheet commitments. As for the funding structure of the bank, I suggest turning to the graph on slide number 15. The main source of funding for the bank remains client deposits, jointly representing 70% of total liabilities, split almost 50-50 between retail and corporate funds. Slowdown in customer deposit growth in the first quarter was a result of significant liquidity cushion formed in the end of 2013 and expected $500 million international interbank borrowing by way of a syndicated loan, which was raised in March 2014. Promissory notes and bonds stably account for 21%. This borrowing serves as a stable long-term funding source for the bank and reflect active participation of the bank in the local and international capital markets. As a proof of effectiveness of our funding diversification policy, we did not apply to the CBR for borrowings and keep the available facilities in reserve, unlike our main peers. Now let's move to slide 16 on the bank's capital position. Total capital according to Basel III standards grew by 2.4% in the first quarter of 2014 to 72.7 billion rubles, with a capital adequacy ratio of 15.2%, and Tier 1 ratio of 10.7%. It's worth mentioning that we were one of the first Russian banks to switch to Basel III capital calculation in IFRS statements, which highlights our progress versus other banks in terms of risk management and asset management. The bank's net income was retained as part of the capital in the first quarter, and potentially, even with only retaining the annual net income, CBM is still capable of strong further growth and development. Now I would like to turn the floor back to Vladimir for his strategic summary.
Thank you, Eric. In conclusion and before the Q&A session, I suggest turning to slide number 17, which summarizes the core pillars of our strategy, which in fact have remained unchanged. Our adopted strategy is based on, first of all, our further focus in Moscow area and emphasis on servicing retail and wholesale trading corporates, and in the particular, expanding our retail banking business, focusing on high-quality customers. The pilot focus in implementing the mentioned strategic business directions is on quality execution, as previously proved by our track record with a disciplined risk management process with a specialty risk management tools like cash handling and client data mining via payment terminals, high-quality customer service, and the centralized and cost-efficient operating model. The important supportive sources that we do have in place are an entrepreneurial management team and a focus and further development of best corporate governance standards, with 5 of 12 supervisory board members being independent non-executive directors, as also detailed in the appendix to this presentation. Many thanks for your time and attention at our first quarter results conference call, and now we proceed to Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions be polled in the order they're received. The first question comes from Olga Veslova from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My first question is about your net interest margin. I understand there is a seasonality in net interest margin dynamic, and I'm wondering to what extent you expected this minus 90 bps contraction quarter over quarter, and what is your net interest margin outlook for the next quarters? This is my first question. The second is about your cost of risk outlook. When I look at the breakdown of cost of risk by segments, I understand there is a spike, or there is an increase, not really spike, of consumer cost of risk, but what really drives the increase of cost of risk in mortgages? And my third question is, how do you view it going forward? And my third question is about your interbank funding. When I look at your liabilities, I see a decrease of due to the central bank funds, but I also see increase of deposits from credit institutions. And I understand that part of this is syndicated loan, but part of this is term deposits. If you could guide us, what level of interest rate do you pay for this term deposits? So that's all questions from my side. Thank you.
Thanks for the questions, Mr. Vladimir. So first of all, in terms of the net interest margin, I cannot say that it's really only seasonal factor. As we tried to explain, the main reason for this was the bank was over-liquid in the first quarter due to some big turbulence in December. We really cannot expect how deep can be this liquidity problems in the banking system, how deep can be this shaking of individual depositors. That's why we decided to protect the bank in terms of having more liquidity cushion. And of course, it was impossible to place all this money with a good margin in some profitable assets. That's why I think you also saw that we finished last year with the big liquidity cushion, and the big part of this money was placed in CBR and in accounts in foreign currencies. Of course, you know that January and February, so-called almost that month for the banking system in Russia, especially January, half of the month we have holidays. That's why, of course, you see now a slight decrease of net interest margin in the first quarter. Our projection for all the year is the same, more than 5% net interest margin. I cannot tell you now the exact figures, but my expectation that we will come back in the second quarter to normal levels. definitely. In terms of the second question, could you please repeat?
Yes, your cost of risk outlook for the next quarters.
Cost of risk, I think I will pass to Eric.
In fact, so you've seen that the cost of risk on retail for the first quarter was of 6.5% versus 5.3% for last year. On corporate, we saw the impact of the new methodology. The impact was around 200 million rubles. So the cost of risk on corporate was, let's say, 0.4% on the first quarter. So we don't see, let's say, increase on the corporate, but on retail, the target for the next quarter is a figure, let's say, up to 7%.
Yes, in terms of the new methodology in the corporate business, we just moving with a little steps to Basel II. So we are making segments for the clients. We are making in individual basis calculation of the provisions, the ratings, and so on and so on. So that's like the small steps to final Basel II implementation, but I think we need for this, of course, not this year, maybe 2 years. And in terms of the quality of the retail book, you heard the figures from Eric. I just want to say that, of course, we see some deterioration of this portfolio. Of course, the fact that we are in Moscow and our client base is better, maybe more protected from being unemployed, this is good, but we cannot say that it's absolutely a good area. There is no NPLs. So of course, we see some increasing of NPLs. We see some possible problems in the portfolio. But as Eric said, just want to repeat, we don't see that NPLs and cost of risk will be higher than in the first quarter. Actually, also what we did, we changed some internal procedures. We started to have even more focus on some internal customers or corporate employees than it was before. And we are absolutely sure that it will be a good impact on the quality on the book in the next part of the year.
And when did you change the procedures?
It's not like we just changed them 3 months ago or 2 months ago. We are doing this regularly. So it was in the very beginning of the year. We did this maybe, but I cannot tell that it's like it was just once and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But the decision, we came to this decision that we need to change something. It was in the end of last year, beginning of this year. Of course, we need some time to decide how and after this implementation. Now, about 3 months, we are working with the new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And question number three, could you please?
Was about your intrabank funding. I see that it has gone up. I understand that part of this is because of the syndicated loan, and part of this is term deposit. So I wonder how much do you pay for this type of funding?
Normally it's trade finance. So first of all, of course, it's syndication we described our success a little bit earlier, but after this, it's trade finance transactions. I think you know that we are quite active in this business.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Magdalena Spokloza from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much. Good afternoon. I have a few questions also regarding the consumer asset quality, but more from the perspective of your interpretation of what is driving the actual significant increases in cost of risk. I understand the numbers. I understand that you think it's the cost of risk is unlikely to increase above 7%. But in your view, over the last 12 months, what was driving the consumer bad debts, and what do you think is going to effectively take us out of that of this consumer cycle, let's just say at the end of this year? So that's my first question. My second question.
It's better if I start to answer just question by question, because in the end we need to repeat normally all the time. So first of all, in terms of the reasons for this kind of deterioration of the portfolio, people started to lose their job because of macro environment, because of some companies decided to have a cost cutting. This is the first reason. Second reason that some people started to they cannot find any refinancing in other banks because of also they started to make the procedures more tight. There is also one of the reasons. And I can just mention this too. All other reasons are very individual and they're not so popular as like for groups of people. Good to say that two products as of mortgage loans and the car loans, they're showing very good trends, very good results. We don't see some huge deterioration in the mortgage portfolio, which is good. And here, of course, Moscow is helping us that in Moscow, the level of, people don't like to, don't like not to pay the mortgage loan because they don't like to lose their apartments, their flats, and that's why they try to pay these loans first. So we expect that till the end of this year, maybe there will be some good steps from our government in terms of the making our macro environment better and people can start to find new jobs. Actually, we see now that some people who lost a job, for example, half year ago, quarter ago, they started to pay. So it's like just a small, how is it in English? Small fall, just something like this.
And if we stick to the first part, so I can add the following that there is also on the cost of risk, the effect that the portfolio is not growing so fast as last year. So mechanically, of course, you have also a small increase of cost of risk due to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you compare to the other banks which already have published their IFRS accounts, so we have 1.6% NPL level, which is 4.5 percent points below peers median. And regarding the cost of risk, so we have a level of 2.4%, which is in line with peers median. So I would say the risk figures are very good for the first quarter.
Yes. And what do you think is it so in your view, the actual improvement in the in the consumer cost of risk is very kind of macro-driven. Does it have anything to do with the fact that some of your portfolio will be seasoning, that some of your that the duration of your loans is effectively quite short, or is it going to be a combination of all?
My view is more it's a combination of all because every situation is really individual and but mostly I can tell you it's mostly because of macro environment. Our figures are better because of Moscow concentration, and but anyway, so if you see the tendency in the regions, all Russia, of course, the same tendency can be in our region.
Perfect. And my second question is, where do you originate loans now? When you're thinking about your new volumes, where do they come from, and where do you think they're going to continuously be a demand that you're kind of happy to fulfill this year?
You mean in terms of the retail?
Both retail and corporate.
Corporate. So in terms of the corporate, it's absolutely the same different channels as we use now, used before. So medium and large corporates and some big companies listed or just public companies. That's it. So we're not expecting to change the flow of the clients in the bank. Yes, we decided to have a little bit more strict procedures and we started to be more aggressive in terms of the rates for the loans, and that's why some clients decided maybe not to work or they try to find some refinancing, but a lot of them coming back because there is a tendency in the market that the banks the banks are increasing the rates for the loans. In terms of the retail, as I said before, we want to concentrate, as we did before, on the corporate employees, existing customers, so people which we can somehow pre-identify. So the street channel is very, very low now. I cannot tell you the exact figure for the street channel or origination of the loans, but it's lower.
And in fact, we estimated that on the, if we consider, I mean, the employees of corporate customers, we still have a target client base of 1.6 million customers, potential customers, so which is quite significant, in fact.
Yeah, we know that this is the very good client base for all the banks, and every bank now saying that they like to concentrate on this client base. But let's see who will win in this race. And just my colleagues told me now that we have 14% of the origination from walk-in customers channel. Before it was about 20%.
Okay. Okay. No, that's very useful stat. Thank you very much. And my last question is about the behavior of the market in terms of deposits. On a kind of system level, we have seen a little bit of a retail panic in the first 2 months of the year, then kind of stabilized. But what do you see? How do you assess the deposit market both in corporates and then in retail? But in terms of growth and pricing, please.
What we see now, maybe I can use this word, it's a good word, it's a kind of segregation of the banks, because before clients, both corporate and individual clients, they were not so active in terms of the understanding risk of every bank, and now they started to use a lot of sources, including, of course, a list of CBR with the representatives, for example, of the CBR in the banks, which, for example, we also included, and we have the representative of CBR in our bank. So for the clients, it's somehow kind of call it a stamp that if there is a representative of CBR in the bank, it's good. But yes, of course, it's good, but it means that not only the bank in some list, but also some possible more requirements from CBR to the banks. So somehow people start to think more about this. In terms of the retail deposits, we don't see any panic now. Now it's okay, just people start to place deposits as it was about half year ago. In terms of the corporate, yes, government companies and quasi-government companies, they now started to have more strict rules from the government. Where they can place the deposits, what can be the minimum level of the ratings for such deposits, and thanks to the rating agencies, we are fine with all these requirements, so all the companies can place the deposits with us, what they are doing actually, and so no panic, no turbulence, people started to come back to normal work like this. Of course, the rates moved up.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. Of course, together with a key rate from CBR, they moved up from for different type of deposits from 1 to 3% higher than it was, for example, in November, December last year, or even in February. But this is the reality.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andre Nowacek from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the call. I had a couple of questions which were answered, but I wanted to ask a general question about the Moscow market. Q1 was clearly difficult for banks in Russia, not so much for you, though, and I suspect a lot of it is to do with your focus on the Moscow market. But can you be more specific and tell us what exactly helped you performed so well in Q1 relative to, say, banks with nationwide networks? Was it something about the unemployment rate, something about real incomes, something more complicated than this, perhaps? And also related to this question is, how do you see competition changing? Have there been any signs of increased competition in the Moscow market? If it's true that the market in Moscow is still more attractive than on average across Russian Federation? Thank you.
Yes, thanks for the question. First of all, in terms of the competition in Moscow market and Russian market, it started to be tougher than it was before. We see now more interest from bigger banks to our clients. Sometimes we are lucky to keep them. Sometimes we just cannot overbid the offers, the rates which some other banks are given to our clients. But this is the market. This is the real competition. We are absolutely ready for this. In general, I cannot say that we see that because of this higher competition can be some problems with our portfolio, with our client base. No. We just have to work more closely with the clients and, yeah, like this. And what was the idea of your question when you started just to ask? Because I really lost it a little bit.
Yeah, if one were to quantify why your performance was better than the performance of an average Russian bank, and if we were to agree that it is because of the Moscow focus, what specifically about it still applies to this thesis?
No, I cannot say that. For example, in the corporate business, it's not because of the Moscow focus, because with the corporate clients, we work with a different group of clients from different, which, for example, covered all the Russia. So that's why it's not about Moscow focus. I can joke this more about luck, because some banks faced some NPLs with the corporate clients, some no. But the reason, to be honest, to be serious, the reason for this, of course, risk management procedures and some maybe tough approach for these procedures, which we used before and we are using now. Of course, we have some clients in the portfolio which, for example, I think we can have some problems in the future, but it's just like my expectations because I try to be more concerned than my colleagues. That's it. So I cannot say that it's just like a secret. This is something about Moscow, something about the good risk management, something about the responsibility of every manager in the bank, like this.
I see. Thank you, Vladimir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. There appear to be no further questions. Please continue.
Okay. If there's no more questions, thank you very much for being with us today, and hear you soon in one quarter with the second quarter result. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.